KSL News Time 639, Triple Team Emergency Traffic. Here again, Mark Jackson.
Well, now the emergency traffic, you know what? We're going to just be bold and switch it to the southbound side. And this is because into Utah County, we have a car fire. And behind that, southbound I-15 approaching SR-92, a multi-car crash that they're working. So we have big delays behind that getting into Utah County. Northbound is still heavy, south into the valley, up into South Salt Lake. But along the way, some of those speeds are finally starting to pick up in a few spots. But it's still quite slow. Two wrecks out the 21st South Freeway past I-15 headed into West Valley, slowing the trip on the west side. Michelle.
Lingering delays continue on the East Belt Route, I-215. You'll hit those delays southbound below 4500 South to Knutson Corner. Northbound is also showing delays still from 6200 South to around 4500 South. There's also a pocket of slowing on the South Belt eastbound between Highland Drive and 6200 South. Now, northbound I-15 is showing huge delays, American Fork to State Road 92. Joe?
It's a bad traffic night in Davis County as well. There's a crash in Bountiful, US 89, Main Street at 2600 South. Southbound and westbound are both affected. Two right lanes are blocked. Eastbound and northbound, the left lane is blocked as well. That one's looking really rough. Also, KSL traffic trooper reporting a train has stopped in the tracks, blocking 4800 in Roy, causing huge slowdowns on 5600 South. There's a crash at 12th Street at 1900 West, Ogden, Weber County, right there. It's blocking the left lane. And finally, we've got a crash eastbound I-84, and this is 6 miles east of Snowville in Box Elder County, and the left shoulder there is closed. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.